Good morning. My guest this morning is Julio Soriano, and he is going to be telling us about Gay Laghezza. Good morning, Julio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
This is the 2016 Sonoma County Gay Laghezza Festival celebration, right?
Correct. It's our fifth year organizing the Gay Laghezza here in the most northern part of California, the North Bay. There's a couple other Gay Laghezzas around California, but we're proud to host it for our communities up here in the North Bay.
I take it that it began in the Mixtec country, is that correct?
Oh, I see. So it began in the heartland of Oaxaca, which has a strong history of Zapotec and Mixtec heritage. So it's since pre-Columbian times, it has happened one way or another. People would, tribes would gather up there, celebrate Goddess of Corn, et cetera, and a couple other festivities. But it's usually the biggest one is in the heartland of Oaxaca City, where all regions of Oaxaca come together. But in every other region, the Mixtec region, Zapotec region, we hold our own Gay Laghezzas as well.
So it's Gay Laghezza Tierra del Sol.
Yeah, this is because our organization that organizes this is Oaxaca Tierra del Sol. Usually you get to name the Gay Laghezza. So this is the Oaxaca Tierra del Sol Gay Laghezza, and hence Gay Laghezza Tierra del Sol.
So what's going to happen?
So we're going to bring together a lot of dancers from all eight regions of Oaxaca that live here in California. We'll be busing them in from L.A., some from the Bay Area, a few up between Sonoma and Napa County. We also have some dancers representing the Mixtec, Zapotec, Atriqui, et cetera. So it's a showcase of our culture through dance, but also culinary showcase. So we'll have food vendors. Specifically, we only allow vendors to sell Oaxacan food, traditional Oaxacan food, and they'll be coming from around the Bay Area and Southern California as well. And we'll have arts and crafts as well there for people to buy some treats. So this is a whole festival, and you get to see really what each region, what their dance that represents them. And in some cases, they have a sort of poetry or words that go with the dance.
Yes,
so you get to
yes.
hear, in some cases, different indigenous languages spoken to the dance.
Your announcement points out that these are exemplifying the pre-Hispanic traditions that are still alive in this part of Mexico, in much of Mexico, really.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. In much of Mexico, in Oaxaca, has 16 ethno-linguistic groups. If you classify groups by ethnicity and language, so we are one of the states, among others, in Mexico with a huge diversity and culture that still remains. You do have, you know, a brass band that's, you know, part of our European heritage that got mixed along. So you see a bit of a mestizo heritage, but it's really celebrating those indigenous roots from Oaxaca.
Is this going to be a yearly event? Because it really seems to be a yearly fiesta.
Yes, it's actually, this is happening at the same time, around the same time in Oaxaca as well. So we time it so that by the time the Gay Laghezza happens in Oaxaca City, we also have ours. And this generally in the month of July is when the Gay Laghezza happens. So as we speak, a lot of Gay Laghezzas are happening throughout California. Ours is July 17th, and it is a yearly event. We hope to continue it for as long as we can. Just so people have the opportunity to celebrate their culture, because not everyone can travel back home to see it.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have many, many people there who really wish they could take a vacation in Mexico, but can't this year.
Yeah, no.
Julio, thank you very much for coming in. Yeah. Let's tell people once again that this is Gay Laghezza Tierra del Sol, and to find out information about it, that's what you do online. Gay Laghezza, GUELAGUETZA, Tierra del Sol. It's at the Luther Burbank Center on July 17th. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.